if you didn't know all week. These are mine, finders keepers.
But Bucci, you know, I have dates. I have people to hand those to.
I have, you know, I found this whole people you don't even know. I found this, you know, this big metal box, and I broke into it, and it's full of all these syringes, and it's all full with, I don't want to say it on the radio, but your dog
Bucci,
urine.
No, the ones in the metal box weren't mine. No, those aren't mine. Mine were in just like a garbage bag.
Oh, then I don't have those.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bucci. I'm wasting your time.
Yeah, you are. I can't believe this is the second week. I just kind of stopped talking about dogs going to the restroom. That guy keeps bringing it up. I'm keeping these syringes. 201-209-9368. My hat keeps hitting. I got to turn my Kangol to the side so it stops bumping into the mic. 201-209-9368. We got about 5 minutes left if you want to reclaim some of your property. I got a lot of stuff. If you're from the UK and you lost the Cod Wars, I can't turn back time, but I can give you a giant novel written by one WFMU DJ all about it. I got a credit card that says Mrs. Bucci on it. So if you, I think that if that's yours, call in. I've given away a couple of good things. Still have this Hank Williams box set.
Bucci.
So if that's yours, it's really nice. It's got all sorts of Hank Williams songs. You have to like Hank Williams if you, you know, or a cardboard box that looks like an old-time radio, and then just throw away the CDs. That's what I would do. Call you, Bucci. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jeff from Baltimore, and I lost a bracelet.
Okay.
What? And it's very distinctive. It actually had a charm on it, which was my toenail. And it means a lot to me. What happened was I had smashed my toe into a curb, and it got all black and blue, and like 4 days later it fell off.
Uh-huh.
And then it was really interesting looking, so I got some of that jeweler's rouge stuff and buffed it out and sanded it and made it like into an oval, drilled a hole, and put it on a bracelet. It was beautiful, actually. And then people would handle it,
right,
and they go, oh, what's that? It's so beautiful. And then I would tell them, I'd say, oh, it's my toenail. And they go, oh, that's disgusting. And it was a real hoot.
Yeah. Because,
like, Bucci, have you ever got anyone to unwittingly handle your toenail?
That's a HIPAA violation.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes, it's on the line. It's on the line. I'd say it's
crossed,
you know, it's a gray
line.
Area.
And, okay, so this thing you put all this time into and you get your little, edgy kicks, getting people to touch your toenail. Well, how could you be so foolish and lose it?
Yeah, it fell. It just fell off. Well, it was on.
It
unfortunately, I guess I had it on pleather. Like I had the bracelet was made out of pleather, and it just sort of it was like fraying, and it fell off. I should have used real leather, but I cheaped out and used pleather, and that was my mistake. I regret it. You know, you don't have to tell me I did.
Yeah, I regret a lot of things. Okay, let's see if I have it. I may. I mean, I have a lot of esoteric.
It's kind of purplish.
This
it's beautiful, shiny and purplish. You would never know it's a toenail
that
it was like all black and blue
ideas.
And purplish until I told you.
Hold on, let me check.
Bucci's got it.
Oh, I got it. Hold on. Let's see. Do you want to go back to this guy from Baltimore?
Stay with you, Bucci.
I'm sorry. You have to go back to. I don't want you. Sorry.
Yeah, like I guess now you've unwittingly. You didn't unwittingly. I guess you voluntarily handled my toenail.
Yeah, I wittingly. But that's I've handled worse. One worse thing I've handled.
Yeah, there's definitely worse, but there's also a lot better.
All right. Goodbye. Now I have this. I have. This stupid haunted necklace. I have this other bracelet. I'm just going to keep the pleather strap, and I'm going to give Micah the toenail, shellacked toenail, whatever he's talking about. Hey, how you doing, Micah? Speaking of people who've lost the will to live, how you doing? Micah, did you lose anything this week? I have a whole bunch of lost and found stuff. Did you lose anything?
I lost my lunch while listening to the Bucci show.
What did you do? You leave it upstairs? Ken eats sandwiches he finds around. Is that what you lost?
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, what kind of lunch did you lose? Stroganoff? I have a whole pile of stroganoff here.
Depression pot pie.
I think they just call that pot pie now. I think it's no one who's not depressed eats a pot pie.
Okay.
Well, I can't. I'm gonna hold on to his lunch. I have some. I get the post show munchies. All right, 201-209-9368. We got one more minute. If you've lost something, call up. What do you want? All right, I'm just gonna put all the riders up. Well, anyway, there's no one to call, no one else. I've given away all I can. I'm taking it all back home with me, and I'm going to be buried with it, I guess. So we've reunited people with their items now. Some people, you know, things are gone forever, but you still found the DJ at WFMU.org, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online all the time at WFMU.org. Up next is Music of Mind Control with Micah. Who listens to Bucci? You do, Chi.
From the award-winning campus of Ambassador College in Pasadena, welcome to Festival 80 with the Young Ambassadors. Your host, Dave Myers, with Digby, the Wonder Chicken, and Ross Jotsam and the Ambassador Band. And now, to take you on a musical tour of God's beautiful campus, Young Ambassadors, who extend to you their own personal Welcome to Ambassador.
Come from all over this country, Anchorage to Bangor, Maine, even from faraway places. On mountaintop or down upon the plain, seeking the message of goodwill, working very hard every day.
Some for a while and we'll bring you a smile as you listen to what we say.
To make evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our show. My name is Dave Myers, and on behalf of the Young Ambassadors, I would like to welcome each and every one of you to the beautiful Ambassador College campus and to the most beautiful building on earth, the Ambassador Auditorium. Perhaps those of you in our audience tonight would join me in welcoming the thousands of brethren around the world who have joined us for the next hour of exciting entertainment. Would you give them a hand, please? A warm American welcome to all of you. During the course of our show, the Young Ambassadors will be taking you on a musical tour of the college campus and featuring some of the world's best-known songs.
Mr. Dave, oh boy.
Not you again, Big Beak. I thought we got rid of you this afternoon.
Oh, boy, it looks like I didn't notice the big show going on.
Oh, Big Beak, don't you realize you're interrupting everything? Why, there's thousands of people around the world watching this show right now, and you have the audacity to interrupt.
Dave, I'm trying to break into show business like my cousin, Big Bird.
Oh, Big Bird from Sesame Street, I suppose.
Yeah, that's him. You know him, too. He's been in show business all his life, and I'm trying to break into show business like him. So I thought there was this show here.
Big Beak, there's nothing you can do. Why, you don't play a musical instrument.
Why? I've got these drumsticks here. And...
You don't dance?
Show me a few steps. I could kind of wing it, you know.
You probably don't even sing, Big Beak.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Wait right there, Mr.
Known so.
Can I sing? Mr. Dave, I can sing like a bird. Yes, sir.
All right, Big Beak. I'll give you a break. Why don't you sing something for the audience? Just to hear what you sound like, sing us a scale.
You want me to sing the scale?
Sing the scale.
Have the, all right, let me clear my gizzard here. The scale!
Oh, Big Beak.
How's that?
There's nothing you can do for us here. Why don't you go stand off stage behind the curtain there, and maybe there's something the stage crew can do for you.
Nothing I can do.
Nothing.
Nothing. Oh, boy. I know when I'm not wanted. Nothing I can do.
Oh, Big Beak, don't feel so bad. Maybe there is something you could... Why, you could make the people happy. You could make them smile.
You know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without you. I can't laugh and I can't sing. I'm finding it hard to do anything. You see, I feel glad when you're... If you only knew what I'm going through, I just can't smile without you. You came along just like a song and brightened my day. Who'd have believed that you were part of a dream? Now it all seems light years away.
Good evening, Starseed, and welcome to the Music of Mind Control. My name is Micah, here with you every week on a little side excursion that we take. New religious movements, cults, individuals of a mystical, inspired nature, and the sounds that come out of them. We just heard a television relic from 1980 from the Young Ambassadors and the Worldwide Church of God Festival 1980 from Ambassador College. Ambassador College had yearly annual televised special where they would do all kinds of variety show tunes, popular melodies, and sketch comedy. Most of it provided by Big Beak the Wonder Chicken. Ambassador College, of course, was the scholastic institutional 4-year accredited college created by the Worldwide Church of God to brainwash young white Anglo-Christian youth, bring them into the fold, and brainwash them, essentially, fill them with Herbert Armstrong's bizarre ideas about British Israelism and exact prophecy dates that he would always get wrong. The college did go bankrupt, mostly because Ted Armstrong, Herbert's son, squandered all of the earnings, and he would gamble. He was a compulsive gambler, and all kinds of scandal came out because he was sleeping with the co-eds. Okay, we're going to take a little departure from weird Americana and hear from Irma Glenn, the great organist, high priestess of divine science, one of the early New Thought religions that cropped up in the early part of the 20th century. Irma Glenn started out as an organist for old-time radio, and then she got hip to the power of mind, the teachings of Ernest Holmes and divine science, an early New Age, New Thought movement. And she put out a few records, mostly in the 60s and 70s. I guess these are some of the first New Age records, I would say. Music for Meditation. Music to help envision a better or a higher sensibility. I want to play a couple of tracks off of her wonderful, wonderful record, Ecology and You. I'll be right back.
is healing in nature, and in ourselves, a hunger for sun and silence and solitude. The murmur of waters, the wind in the trees, these are real tranquilizers. They bring natural and lasting highs of rejoicing awareness. When the problems and pressures of the world tend to get you uptight, you won't need to pop pills. Keep your cool by journeying back to basic simplicities. Seek out the greenery of a forest. Go among the tall trees, our brothers the trees. I love them, plant them, and even talk to them. Trees purify the atmosphere, and in saving them, we are helping to save ourselves and our children's children. To empathize with nature is to hear her hidden melodies. Thoreau's words ring. If for a moment we make way with our petty selves and wish no ill to anyone, apprehend no ill, cease to be but the crystal which reflects a ray, what shall we not reflect? What a universe will appear radiant around us. This is spiritual ecology. Thoreau did not use drugs to reach this fourth dimensional transcendence. He found it in the inner resources of his being. The quiet center in each of us is the most beautiful and holy place. Only we must release all small personal thoughts and contact the supreme intelligence that rules the universe. That force and creative energy that most men call God. Here lie the answers to every problem, personal and worldwide. And here alone do we find the peace, the love, the joy that are to be expressed outwardly in radiant living. All have this potential that There is a divine spark in man, and its development may well be the next step in our evolution. In meditation and contemplation of the highest that we know, followed by a period of humble inner listening to the invisible power greater than we are, more and more of life's mysteries will be revealed. Meditation is in truth higher than thought. The earth seems to rest in silent meditation, and the waters and the mountains and the heavens all seem to be in meditation. Oriental scripture says, whenever a man attains greatness on this earth, he has his reward according to his meditation. Shouldn't we rather open our hearts than blow our minds? This is the in thing today and will be for eons to come. This is where the action is, right where you are. Only realize that a happening is taking place within you now.
The lovely Irma Glenn there from 1970, her release, Ecology and You. We heard some audio meditations, Tonal Upanishad and Aspiration. I'm going to now return to the agitprop and Weltschmerz and visit our friends Eastern Lightning, the Church of the Almighty God. From China, banned from China, so now they're here. But for many years, they were considered enemies of the state, mostly because of acts of terrorism and murdering innocent people who would not convert to their cult. That's mostly what they're known for. Doomsday Apocalypse Cult started sometime in the early 90s. Apparently there's some woman, unnamed woman from Chengchu, Henan, who is the new Christ. She is mad as hell. She's here to redeem humanity and judge and purify mankind and defeat Satan. But she's going to do it really soon because, well, their apocalypse prediction originally was 2012. I don't know what it is now. I think they've lost momentum the past 10 or 12 years, but I think they're still around. Not too much killing, terrorizing, and brainwashing. I think most of that is in the past. Like I said, they're here now. I think they're mostly based out of Washington State. I think that's where their headquarters is, and I don't know what's going on there. I do have their music. Their sonic hate mongering. It's pretty awful. Most of these are, I wouldn't call it praise and worship. It would be more like proselytize and torment. Anyway, I'll just let them speak for themselves. Eastern Lightning. I'll be right back.
Alas, alas, that great city Babylon. That mighty city, for in 1 hour is your judgment come.
Religious world, how could it not be destroyed by God's authority on earth? Who dares to disobey and oppose God? Who dares to disobey and oppose God? Are they all the religious officials? Are they the teachers of the law? Are they the rulers and authorities on earth? Are they the angels? Who does not celebrate the perfection and fullness of God's body? Among all peoples, who does not sing God's praises without cease? Who's not unfailingly happy? Who does not celebrate the perfection and fullness of God's body? Among all peoples, who does not sing God's praises without cease? Who's not unfailingly happy?
enter into a life that follows the right track. God will also enter into eternal rest with mankind. Enter into an eternal life shared between God and man. Filth and revolt on earth shall all disappear. Wailing on earth shall disappear. Shall
can't go wrong with Eastern Lightning. Just have a amazing tendency to take you to hell and then just take you even further. I don't know what's worse than hell, but there has to be something, right? Hell can't be the ultimate horror. There always is something worse. And I think Eastern Lightning is our modern physical earthbound equivalent. The symbols of God's victory and fallen is Babylon the Great. All kinds of great, cool sound effects on that. Of course, those are ripped from music videos. But you don't want to watch them, believe me. It's bad. Okay, we're going to clear the air, burn some audio sage, and hear from Cheryl Jensen and Higgins. Higgins is a discorporate energy sentient form of knowledge that has been inhabiting the body of one Cheryl Jensen for a good 15, 20 years. The energy conveyed to her what something called the wisdom phase to help her learning, to help her learn to carry her energy, and that eventually evolved into the knowledge phase. And I think most of this is all online. The Higgins teachings, the knowledge phase, the wisdom phase. And they recorded an album together. A few albums, mostly of meditation, ambient sound healing. And they're not bad. So I'm going to play some choice cuts from something they put out called Energy Alignment Music Volume 2. Like it says, these are sounds meant to align one's energy in accordance with universal laws and emergent sound energy. Higgins and Cheryl Jensen. I'll be right back. Thank you. from Cheryl Jensen and Higgins. Harmonizing and Peace from Energy Alignment 2. Okay, back to the agitprop before we sign out for the evening and hear from the Dr. York and the Nuwabians. Truly awful individual and a horrible cult from Georgia. Actually, it started in Brooklyn. Dr. York was a music producer by day and fledgling cult leader, prophet, extraterrestrial contactee, or self-professed extraterrestrial from the planet Rizg. And then he moved to Georgia, where he started his compound, the Nuwabian Nation, mixed all kinds of theology, black Afrofuturism, Egyptian mythology, and of course the UFO conspiracy, magic, all kinds of horrible things went on there, including the exploitation, sexual exploitation of children, trafficking, and captivity of various peoples. He's now rotting in prison, but his followers believe he was set up by the whites. So there's a lot of grievances amongst the Nuwabians. Of course, they have their own language. And all kinds of bizarre cosmological stipulation theory. So I want to play one of the records Dr. York put out while he was a cult leader. Dr. Malachi Z. York, his Outer Feelings Expressed Musically from the in-house Nuwabian label, Tents of Nubis. This is a track entitled Rocks Wahid. And then I'm going to turn it over to Vocal Fry. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Dr. York and the Nuwabians.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا يا جامعة أنصار الله. اليوم سنتعلم الأعداد. طيب جاهز؟ واحد
واحد
اثنان
اثنان
أو اثنين ثلاثة
ثلاثة
أربعة
أربعة
خمسة
خمسة
جيد جدا. طيب الآن اسمع ستة
ستة
سبعة
سبعة
ثمانية
ثمانية
تسعة
تسعة
ذلك كويس جيد.
كل الأطفال في جامعة أسماء انتبهوا الآن عشر
عشر
حيداشر
حيداشر
اثناشر
اثناشر
ثلاثاشر
ثلاثاشر
جيد جدا قالك كويس الآن أنتم أربعتاشر
أربعتاشر
خمستاشر
خمستاشر
ستاشر
ستاشر
سبعتاشر
سبعتاشر
تمنتاشر
تمنتاشر
تسعتاشر
تسعتاشر
جيد جدا قالك كويس وعشرين
عشرين
أو عشرون
عشرون
واحد اثنين ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية تسعة عشر هيداشر اثناشر ثلاثاشر أربعتاشر خمساشر ستاشر سبعتاشر ثمانتاشر تسعتاشر وعشرين جيد جدا طيب أطفال اسماء واحد زائد واحد يساوي اثنين اثنين ناقص واحد يساوي واحد واحد زائد اثنين يساوي ثلاثة وثلاثة ناقص واحد يساوي اثنين الآن أنتم جيد جدا جميل طيب اثنين زائد اثنين يساوي أربعة أربعة ناقص اثنين يساوي اثنين طيب جيد جدا من بداية واحد أولى اثنين ثاني ثلاثة ثالث أربعة رابع جيد جدا طيب ستة سادس سبعة سابع ثمانية دامع صعب اسمع اسمع طيب ستة سابع سبعة سابع ثمانية دامع تسعة تاسع عشر عاشر جيد طيب اسمع باسم الله الله أحد الله أحد اسمع قل هو الله هو أحد الله هو صمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا
Fry me vocals, fry, and let me yoik among the stars. Let me hear the yodels, Kanakos and Kagiras. In other words, bleed my ears. In other words, catajack me.
Jack.
Overtones and whistles, holler shanties and galas. Harmonies from tenores and heart-cutting bacchus. In other words, auctioneers. In other words, shoeby tailor. Fry me vocal fry, play me some Dada from Yap Blanc. Field recordings, interviews, and growls from Dave Van Ronk. In other words, purple haze. In other words, Ema Sumac.
Jack.
Wally Cox's Eping and that Okinawan bounce. Track and album titles that you just cannot pronounce. In other words,
oh, Hold.